In Iraq, U.S. troops have been stepping up raids against suspected guerrillas. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff suggests Saddam Hussein's capture has led to the detention of hundreds of suspects. From Baghdad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Meyer says Saddam's detention has improved the coalition's understanding of the insurgency, which continues to destabilize Iraq. General Myers described Saddam as uncooperative under questioning, but Myers' remarks on Fox News Sunday suggest that Saddam's CIA interrogators have gleaned enough from him and the documents found in his possession to round up hundreds of suspects. U.S. troops continued sweeps this weekend through the country's most restive towns. Operation Rifles Fury was conducted in Mosul, Fallujah, and Samarra. In Rawa, along the Syrian border, the U.S. military says troops encountered resistance conducting one of 17 raids. They detonated a charge to open a door and killed an Iraqi woman inside. Incidents like this have provoked deep resentment among Iraqis. Sabotage against Iraq's oil pipelines in the past 72 hours has highlighted the need to curb guerrilla activity. The oil ministry said today that two major pipelines have been attacked. The first links Baghdad to the north, and a second links the capital to the south. An explosion at an oil storage facility south of Baghdad overnight Friday sent 2 million gallons of gasoline up in smoke. Dozens of attacks on the country's oil infrastructure have hampered Iraq's ability to boost production and raise funds for reconstruction. These latest assaults will likely compound already acute gasoline shortages and make long lines at the pump even longer. The saboteurs also remove any doubt that Saddam's capture would mean a quick restoration of security. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Baghdad.